Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby, and I want to thank you for tuning in with us today. Today, of course, is Monday, July 25th. Has this month rolled by fast or what? While time is moving by so quickly, and of course, as you know, we have no control over how fast time moves. It's going to move on whether we want it to or not. And so today we are going to get started with such a wonderful topic, manifesting your dreams and goals. Of course, you know our whole theme for the month of July has been start living your dream now. Why wait to live your dream? And so over the last few weeks, we have been discussing topics that we know is going to help you to move to the next level. On Monday, July 4th, we covered decluttering your mindset, how to get all of those things out of your mind and to get yourself better structured and organized. And, of course, on the second week, we talked about focusing on what makes you money, because as women, we have a tendency to be all over the place sometimes, and we need to really gather ourselves and get more structured so that we can focus on the things that are most important. Of course, last week we had a great discussion on successful habits that work. In other words, adopting all of the habits that are going to enhance your life positively and literally eliminating the ones that are not doing you any good. So last but not least for the month of July, today we are talking about manifesting your dreams and your goals. As always, here at Successful Woman Radio, we want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Coming up on our show lineup today is we have a question of the week for you, and we also have some community shout-outs from the Women About Biz website. And, of course, Andrea Barrett, our Women About Biz Administrative Advisor, is coming on today with her segment, Getting Things Done. And, of course, we will get right into manifesting your dreams and goals and wrap it up with great inspiration for your week. For those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. As always, we want to ask you a very special favor, and that is to flash over on the phone and to get someone on the line, on the show today, who you know needs inspiration. You know they need to get motivated. You know they need to hear some positive words that are going to enhance their lives this week. Bless the life of one other woman by quickly flashing over and calling an associate and having them to get on the show. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, the show number, 347-637-2589. And as always, hopefully you guys have a pen and a notepad, because we give you information that you can put to use right away. Coming up, we're going to go ahead and move right into our question of the week, and we've got a good one for you today. And I'm sure that many of you who are listening will be able to identify. The question of the week comes from Tisha in Bronx, New York. She says, Dear Coach Trina, I have been very inspired by the show this month. I truly want to start living my dreams now. My problem is that I have a lot of obstacles in the way. For example, I want to quit my full-time job and run my part-time business full-time, but my husband is totally against it, and I really don't want to cause drama in our relationship. Do you have any advice? Again, Tisha, I want to thank you so much for sharing and for sending in your question. You know, Tisha, obstacles can be quite frustrating, and especially when the obstacle involves a family member. Now, normally I would recommend that you leave most obstacles just where they are and just walk around them or move around them, sort of kind of like a parked car. The car is in the parking space. You can't walk through the car, so what do you have to do? You have to walk around it. But when you have an obstacle that involves a family member, such as your husband, then we're talking about a little bit different situation. Now, when you're talking about quitting your job full-time, it's important that you don't add more stress by not preparing for the move. So as a business consultant, I want to make sure that I give you some sound advice on literally preparing for the move. The first thing that you'll need to do is to look at the amount of income that you are making in your full-time job, and you have to ask yourself the question, is my part-time job currently bringing me in close to my full-time income, or is it currently bringing me in enough income that I can still contribute and help out with the household? That's very, very important for you to remember that. The second thing that you need to do is you need to really create an expense sheet of what it's going to take you to move to that full-time business, taking it from part-time to full-time. And you also need to ask yourself, do I currently have steady clientele or steady customer orders? And if so, can I look back on my bookkeeping and see where it has been consistent for at least 6 months to a year? You also want to know that in order to take your business from part-time to full-time, that you have a marketing budget that's going to help you to get the word out more about your business, because, of course, when you're talking about transitioning from part-time to full-time, the ball game changes, and you really need to have a solid marketing plan ready. And that's very important for you to remember, okay? So keep those things in mind as you're looking at transitioning from a full-time job and taking your part-time business and moving it full-time. Now, I have found that most husbands oppose something like this when they are not fully aware of the whole situation. You know, you also want to be very careful about when you bring this type of thing up, because you don't want to casually bring it up when you're in a crowd or amongst other people, or the environment isn't conducive to you bringing it up. That's the first thing you want to keep in mind. You know, it could also have pushed a panic button in your husband, because he might think it will cut into the family income. And, of course, that's especially true if your part-time business hasn't brought in any additional income, or if he hasn't seen you contribute any income from the part-time business to your actual family expenses. So that's something that you want to really think about when you are thinking about transitioning like you are. I also want to congratulate you, because a lot of women want to take their business to full-time and are working a full-time job. And so it's not something that you should do quickly and just at the spur of the moment without preparation. But I do think that it's something that you should be well prepared for and well planned for. I would also like to suggest, in order to facilitate a conversation with your husband, that you create a written strategy or plan for moving the business from part-time to full-time. I would also suggest that you sit down with your husband and discuss your current monthly family expenses, and let him know that right now you're researching and figuring out how much money you'll need to contribute to the household, because you'll need to answer that question when you're doing a cash flow for the business. And speaking of a cash flow, of course, you'll need to prepare a projected cash flow analysis to show the projected income that the full-time business has the potential of bringing in. So you'll need to know all of those things. So I recommend that you create perhaps a comprehensive checklist of things that you'll need to get done in order to transition to a full-time business. I think most of the time when you're looking at transitioning to something like this, it always has something to do with the income itself, because, of course, if you don't have enough income coming in from the part-time business, to contribute to your personal expenses, it's going to always add stress. And that's something that you don't want to do. Now, I also want to let you know, because you mentioned other obstacles, so I also want to go back to talking about obstacles a little bit again, because, you know, there are things, Tisha, that we can control and we have control over, and there are things that we don't have control over. So what I want you to understand is that the things that you have no control over, what you would consider the small or large obstacles in your life that you have no control over, you don't have a choice but to walk around them. And oftentimes what happens is that people are unwilling to walk around the obstacles. But I'm here to let you know that when you have no control over something, you cannot sit there and literally pluck your brain trying to figure out how you're going to make it better or handle the situation when you don't have any control over it. So what you have to do, again, is what I normally recommend, and that is to walk around the obstacle and keep moving forward with what you're trying to do. And that's very important. And again, when you're talking about what you would consider a challenge or an obstacle where it involves a family member such as your husband, well, there is always going to be conditions to rules. So that is a time where you do have some control over how he's receiving the information. So you have to sit down and better prepare, and you have to sit down and create a written strategy of transitioning from a part-time to a full-time, and, you know, make sure that you make him aware that this is not something that you're trying to do all of a sudden without any planning, but you want to make him aware of this is where your heart's desire is, this is what you want to do. Also, it's important that you share your dreams with him of how the full-time business can impact the family in a positive way, and how it can bring in additional revenue and take you to places that you had not even dreamed of. So it's important for you to create a vivid picture for your husband, which is very important. Now, again, with that said, men are afraid. Anytime you talk about doing something that's going to cut in on income where they feel that it's going to add stress to them because they're going to have to either get out and get a second job or what have you, they get stressed. It knocks their blood pressure up. That's an easy way to get men stressful. But, again, there's a way to do it. And what I would encourage you to do, Tisha, so that I can better be aware of the whole situation of what you're trying to do with transitioning, is to schedule a power talk with me. A power talk is a great phone conversation that lasts 30 to 45 minutes where you present your challenge or your questions, and then I provide resources and tools for you. So to schedule a power talk, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com and click on services and then coaching, and you'll be able to connect with me and request a power talk. If you want a shortcut to doing all of that, just go to www.tinyurl, that's tinyurl.com/powertalk, and it will pull up the Power Talk form, and you'll be able to request the Power Talk. I hope what I have given you, Tisha, has helped you to start formulating your thought on this and perhaps approaching it from a different standpoint, okay? And I am so glad that you have decided to start living your life now, your dream life now instead of later. And you can transition successfully from your full-time job to a full-time business, but you must do it in a way that is going to positively enhance your life and not take away from your life. I'm sure most women listening to the show can identify with you wanting to move forward. I have worked a full-time job before, and I know what it feels like to have a dream welling up inside of you, and you want to act on that dream, and you want to have the time to really pursue it, but your job is in a way you feel your job is preventing you from doing that, standing in the way. So I believe that you are going to have what you want and that you are going to have a husband that agrees with you. And you can do that best also by claiming that your husband is going to agree with you and that you are going to have a fulfilled relationship with your husband as well as a fulfilled business life. It can indeed happen. So stay tuned to later on in the show when we talk about manifesting your dreams and your goals, because I believe that some of the things that we mentioned on today's show, those things are going to greatly help you. It is 12:14 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. It's still not too late to flash over and get some other people on the call. Today we've got a great show, and we're going to be talking about manifesting your dreams and goals. And we want to bless as many people as possible by having them to dial into the show at 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. We've got some great events coming up for you at womenaboutbiz.com. You guys need to mark your calendars for Thursday, August 4th. Again, mark your calendars for Thursday, August 4th. Women About Biz is sponsoring the Virtual Networking for Business Women. Again, virtual networking for business women. You know, networking is such an important aspect of gaining exposure for your business. As a matter of fact, word-of-mouth marketing is still the number one way most businesswomen get new clients and referrals. So it goes without saying that you can't really do without networking being a part of your marketing strategy. And so we have developed a unique networking event, Virtual Networking for Businesswomen, on Thursday, August 4th, starting at 7:30 p.m. Now, this will be all by conference call. So I want to let you know that this particular event is limited to 25 women only, okay? Again, this event is limited to 25 women only. So I would highly encourage you to make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events in the top red menu bar, and go ahead and register for the event. Now, you'll be joining us for an evening of connecting and sharing resources with women across the nation. You'll be able to promote your business. You're also going to receive a list of the attendees that attended the virtual networking event. Included on the connection list will be their name, phone number, and their Facebook address for you to connect with them. You'll also be able to learn more about what we're doing at Women About Biz to help women connect. We'll be giving out prizes, and you're going to be able to build new relationships. So really want to encourage you to sign up for this special national networking event that will be occurring on Thursday, August 4th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, that's the Virtual Networking for Businesswomen event. And it is a national event. So this is definitely going to benefit you if you have a business that can service others on a national basis, or if you have a website and some type of online service. This is going to be a great way to connect with other businesswomen and do it on a national level. So again, I encourage you guys to go ahead and register for that today, because it is limited to only 25 women. Now, you heard it first here on the Successful Woman Radio Show. We will be broadcasting it via email to our thousands of members at Women About Biz, so get a jump start and get registered now. It is 18 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Another great event that we have, and it's actually an informational teleclass, is our Women About Biz member orientation. We do this once or twice monthly because we want to make sure that individuals know all of the benefits that are available to them through Women About Biz. And so if you're considering upgrading your silver membership to our premium gold membership, then this is a great teleclass to take. I am the one that facilitates it, and you're able to, at the end, ask questions. So it's just a very informative session. The next membership orientation will be held on Tuesday, August 9th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, to register for our events, you just go to womenaboutbiz.com, and you click on events in the top right menu bar. And then, of course, select the event that you would like to register for, and you will receive a registration confirmation in your email. So those are two events that are coming up. Especially, I'm very excited about our virtual women's networking event. As you know, we also have live networking events as well, and we are currently looking for more women who are interested in partnering with Women About Biz in becoming a network leader. If you're interested in leading your own live networking group once a month, make sure that you go ahead and use go to womenaboutbiz.com and you click on networking and then become a leader, okay? So make sure that you do that. I am excited so much about all of the things that are going on at Women About Biz. First of all, I just want to let the listeners know that one of the things about living your dream and living your passion that is so exuberating and it makes you so excited is when it manifests itself and you can actually experience it. And certainly Women About Biz has been a passion, a dream for me that I have seen so many incredible things come out of it. And I have seen so many people be blessed from the information that we provide. So I want to let you know some of the fantastic things that are getting ready to come up. If you're on our mailing list, you're going to receive an invitation to our launch party, which is a virtual, again, a virtual event to launch our coaching center. Now, we do group coaching already at Women About Biz, but what we are doing is taking it to a whole nother level with creating a wonderful coaching center where you will be able to participate in group coaching, one-on-one coaching. You'll also be able to listen to audio coaching sessions where you'll be able to literally download a worksheet and go at your own pace on a particular topic, such as time management, such as goal setting, some of the other important personal development topics that are vital for us to be extremely successful. So that is going to be coming up very soon, and that is one of the biggest features that we have that is going to change at womenaboutbiz.com. And I am encouraging everyone that is listening to the show that if you have not signed up for our gold membership, this is a wonderful time to do so because you are going to be able to experience premium benefits more than ever before at Women About Biz. So, again, we are launching a full coaching center, and I'm very excited about that. We're also looking for coaches or women who are interested in being a coach. And so if you are, I in particular need you to email me so that I can send you some more information on that. Email me at tnewby, that's T as in Trina, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com. Again, tnewby at womenaboutbiz.com, and I will email you some information and let you know some of the great ways you can participate in our coaching center. So, again, make sure that you email me on that. Another thing that we have going on that is really wonderful is our Women About Biz social networking, and I want to just let you know that networking, again, is so very important. And social networking, so many business owners are interested in it because they are seeing how it can benefit their small business. And so at Women About Biz, we have had so many women who have started participating in our social network. And so I want to, at this time, just give a call out to some of the women that have been participating. I want to give a shout out to Jenny Wells. Jenny, as a matter of fact, Jenny, I heard that you recently attended an ice cream social from another member, Betty Scott, and that you guys were able to connect and net through the social networking. Glenda Adams, Glenda, thank you so much for participating on the Women About Biz social network. And again, if you are interested in being called out or shout out on our webpage, make sure you go and completely fill out your profile. That's very, very important, because if you don't, we aren't able to give you a shout out. Again, we also want to give a shout out to Doreen Reese. Doreen, thank you so much for always participating at Women About Biz. And these are women that you can actually go to the Women About Biz community and you can actually connect with them, share resources, and build a relationship with them, which is so very, very important. I also want to give a big shout out to Melissa George, who's also our Women About Biz financial advisor. And Melissa has been participating in the social network, and she actually just posted an incredible blog on the Women About Biz social network as well. So you guys may want to go and connect with Melissa and check that out as well. The title of her blog is Top 5 Lessons from the Recession. So make sure you go and check that out. Again, it's all about us as women coming together and being able to really connect with one another. And from that connection, we're able to share resources, we're able to build a relationship. I was just telling someone else that networking, seeing positive results from networking is almost impossible if you approach it from a selfish standpoint. If you approach networking from the standpoint of it's all about you and what you get out of it and how many business cards you collect or how many names and emails you collect, you're going to not have people connecting with you. I can guarantee you. Networking is really reverse psychology. It's all about helping other people, blessing other people's lives with things that you know that might be able to help them. It's also about helping people to enhance their lives through the products and services that you may have. So as women, we sometimes have to remember to take off what I call the pink plaid sales jacket, and we really have to open up and be willing to build those relationships. Do we have to be best friends and ace, what they call ace spoon coons, to do that? Absolutely not. You know, but we do need to be able to be sincere and honest and have women to know that we're willing to connect and talk with them, and it's just not about our business. So that's very, very important. If you haven't already, go ahead and make sure that you have connected with us in the social network community by uploading your picture and completing your About Me profile, which is very important. Remember, no one wants to connect with a picture that is absent or where they can't read about you and who you are. I want to give a couple more shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to L. Marie Bruton. L. Marie, thank you so much for connecting with us at the Women About Biz social network. And I also want to give a shout-out again to Janice Jones, who's a wardrobe stylist. I want to thank her. And I want to thank Angel Knight, who always participates in the network. Thank you so much, Angel. Again, these are all women that you can go to right now in the Women About Biz social network and connect with them today. And that will be more people that you have connected with for this week. It is 12:27 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. At this time, I'd like to go ahead and introduce you to our Women About Biz administrative advisor, Andrea Barrett. Andrea is going to share with us, through Women About Biz, ways that we can be more productive, how we can better run our business. When is it time for you to get a virtual assistant so that they can assist you in growing your business and let you do what you do best, and they'll take care of all of the administrative work for you? And so it's very, very important to know that administrative work and tasks are essential and vital to a small business, but you don't have to be alone in doing that. And so, Andrea, are you there with us today? Let's see. Hopefully Andrea is with us. Andrea, are you here with us?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I thought you couldn't hear me. I think I had my mute button. I apologize.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Andrea, what is the topic for today?
Today is organized workflow. We're going to continue with making sure that your day-to-day operations have that workflow and that balance that you need to get things done and have a productive work week.
Okay, wonderful. Take it away.
Okay. Well, like I said, today we're going to continue with order in your workflow and having an organized workflow. What exactly does that mean to be organized, and what are the steps to get there? Well, what I want to do today is I basically want to break that down in, as far as having that order in your workflow. You want to have your order. You want to have your routine, your goals, assistance. You got to have your notebook. It needs to be your BFF. Implement, your zone, execute, and detox. Now, let's break that down. The first letter in action of being organized is the O. It's the order, which we talked about again last week. You want to create a process that allows you to have an efficient workflow. This process should consist of the introduction of potential client all the way through to the delivery of services. You want to make sure that you've put that process into place. And again, that goes next with your routine. Once you've done this, you want to be consistent with that. You want, when you have that client or the potential client, whatever that process is, have that consistency, have that routine. Don't do one with one client, and then when you get something else, you do it different with the next client. It will become second nature after a while. It'll just be that repetitious thing. And then you'll see the order and the foundation that you're putting in your workflow and your day-to-day operation. You want to have your goals. Make sure that your goals are outlined. Knowing what you're working towards makes your process become even clearer. And it allows you, again, to monitor your process to see if there's any changes that need to be made. The next thing is assistance. Once you've got, your order, you've got your routines, you've got your goals outlined, you've got all of this, and you may seem overwhelmed, knowing when you need to ask for help is very, very, very important. Don't be afraid to ask for help, whether you have it in your budget to get a virtual assistant, or if you have an office, have an assistant come in part-time, or if you make strategic alliances with other business owners that you can help each other or barter to get things done that you may not be strong in. The next thing is you want to have your notebook. Again, we talked about this last week. Write it down. It's very, very, very important to make sure that you're documenting all of your processes and your procedures. And you want to make sure that it's in a format that not only you can understand, that anyone that comes into your organization is going to be able to follow and pick up where you left off. Because you don't want to just be recreating the wheel each time. You want them to be able to follow the guidelines and the processes that you've put into place for your organization. And that goes into the next thing, to be able to implement what you've written down in your processes. You want to have your plan of action that's going to take you to the next level. And with all of that, you've got your zone. And what I mean by that is staying in your zone and finding what works for your business and your organization that's going to have you see the growth that you're looking for. And once you find it, you want to stay there. You don't want to keep trying something else again. You don't want to reinvent that wheel. Once you've got that place, you want to stay there. Execute. You've implemented, and you want to make sure you have your follow-through. And you want to make sure that you have accountability for your follow-through. And that goes back to making sure that you've got your processes in place and that you're tracking your measures. The last thing, which really is the beginning, is you want to detox. Make sure that you've detoxed all of the bad habits that were hindering you from having a productive workflow. You know, if your business is going great and you created your order, you've got your daily routines, your goals are outlined, you've got your assistants or your business alliances all into play, you've documented, you're implementing and executing it, don't have a relapse. Just stay focused. Detox all the bad habits and let it go. If you don't have a daily planner or utilize one, I recommend you getting one today. This is a great start to organizing your business and completing and staying on task with your daily operations. And that's basically what I have for today in staying organized and keeping order within your workflow, Trina.
Wonderful. And again, you've just heard Andrea Barrett, the Women About Biz Administrative Advisor. And if you'd like to talk with Andrea and get a free consultation to talk about how you can better improve the administrative workflow of your business, give Andrea a call at 678-526-1939. Again, 678-526-1939. You can also connect with Andrea on the Women About Biz website. Simply click on the text link advisors in the top red menu bar, and from there choose Andrea Barrett, and you can also request a complimentary consultation right from her page. You can read about her, see her bio. You can look at some of the things that she can help you with. And also you'll be able to read her blogs that she inputs on the Women About Biz website, and you can also connect with Andrea in our community. It's our goal to continue to bring to you quality information, individuals who have experience that can help you to make it happen in your business. So again, every other week you'll hear Andrea as she gives you some great tips on administratively running and organizing your small business. It is 12:35 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, I know you've all been waiting for the hot topic for today, manifesting your dreams and your goals. And we are going to hear that right after this music introduction. Manifesting your dreams and your goals. You know, you've all probably heard of the book, The Secret. And if you'll remember, the topic swept across the world and amazed millions of people. So what was it that caught the attention of so many? It was the revelation that you can bring things into existence based on your belief, your faith, and action. Those three things together, we call it manifestation. Manifestation is taking a thought, desire, or vision and bringing it into existence where you can see, hear, feel, touch, or experience it. And one of the things that get me so excited about manifestation is that it doesn't cost any money to manifest anything. Isn't that incredible? It doesn't cost any money. But what it does cost is it costs you time to learn how to craft the skill of manifesting and how to start making things happen in your life. This month, we've been talking about starting your dream life now. And so I think it's so important as women that we stop putting off things that we can do now, that we stop saying what we can do and start saying when we're going to do something, that we stop saying that I'm going to have a great vacation when I retire, or when I get older I'm going to travel, or one day I'm going to do this or that. We have to start living our dream lives now. And all this month, you have been getting the secrets. You've been getting the tools to do just that. When we talked about decluttering your mind, we talked about how to go ahead and get all of those things out of your mind and written into a journal. We talked about adopting new beliefs in the process of accomplishing your goals, and we gave you 7 ways to declutter your mindset. And then from there, we went on to talking about ways that you would be able to get things done. And we talked about ways you would be able to focus on what makes you money. And in talking about focusing on what makes you money, we talked about the fact that oftentimes women get so overwhelmed with so many things going on in their business that oftentimes the very thing that they should be focusing on, they do not. And so we talked about how important it was in learning focusing techniques in your business and personally. And then, of course, last week we had a great topic discussion on habits that work. And we gave you habits that were broken down into various areas of a person's life that you need to adopt. We talked in health, we talked about habits such as health and wellness habits, how important it was to drink water, exercise daily. We talked about in business how the habit of pre-scheduling 5 days each August to plan your business strategy for the following year. We talked about in money management how important it was to have a habit of saving 20% of your earnings monthly. And in personal development, we talked about how important it was to schedule 1 hour daily for mastering a skill. Now, of course, there were several other habits under each of those categories that we talked about, and you can actually go to womenaboutbiz.com and click on blog, and you can look through the blogs, and you'll see that I've put my notes from the show in the blog section. But today, we're going to wrap it all up with talking about manifestation, manifesting your dreams and your goals, and again, what does it mean to do that? So with that said, I just want to say that what I am sharing with you today is not straight out of a textbook or a book that I just went and read and decided to share it with you. What I am sharing with you today, ladies, is personal firsthand experience, personal firsthand experience. And I just want to let you know, when I discovered the power that was locked up inside of my subconscious mind, when I learned that all along I had the power to make things happen in my life. You see, I blamed it on my husband. I blamed it on money, the lack of money. I blamed it on everything else as to why I wasn't accomplishing my dreams and my goals. And when I faced the mirror and when I realized that I was the one with all of the power, my entire life changed. And I am so excited today about sharing with you about manifesting your dreams and your goals. Now, I will let you know that we are planning a special workshop for this, and I won't be able to go over everything today, but what I want to do today is I literally want to give you three ways to move towards your goals, your dreams. First of all, you need to understand one thing about manifestation is that it requires some action on your part. Is it possible to take some thought or some idea and then to actually bring it into existence where you can see, hear, feel, touch, or experience it? Yes, ma'am, it really is. But how do you do that? How does it work? Well, one of the first things you need to understand is that as humans, our minds are so clogged up with so much information, we get very, very overwhelmed, and we have a tendency to live life on the surface. If you'll remember in our show on last Monday, we talked about how habits are basically automatic tools utilized so that we don't have to remember it again and that it becomes a habit. When we live our life on the surface, we basically are basically being put on automatic pilot. That means that we are always thinking deeper in our life about what we want. You know, most people don't wake up every day saying, okay, what dreams and goals do I want to do today and how am I going to make it happen? Most people don't wake up with that thought. Most people wake up with, I've got to get up, go wash up, go brush my teeth, get some breakfast. If I've got kids, I've got to get the kids ready, and then I've got to go ahead and get to work or go ahead and start doing what I need to do on my to-do list. So what you need to understand is that in order for manifestation to work, in order for you to bring your dreams and your ideas out of the thought and idea mode and into something you can actually see, fear, feel, hear, touch, or experience, you have got to get in touch with your life. You have got to be willing to work on yourself and work beneath the surface to make things happen for yourself. And it starts with you realizing that if you are going to make things happen in your life, you have to start living your dream life now. You have to stop putting off things, and you have to start taking action on those things, okay? And nothing is going to happen in your life unless you are willing to take action. You can listen to all of the Successful Woman radio shows all year long and be inspired by the shows and take no action, and no manifestation will occur. Okay? So what you need to know is that when you project your thoughts into the future and when you want to see positive changes happen in your life, you have to literally start the process by taking the ideas and the thoughts out of your head and writing it down onto paper and getting it into a vision format. So if you want to know why is Trina so obsessed with the word vision and always mentioning vision, my dear sisters, it is because I have learned it is the foundation on which all of my dreams and goals can be accomplished. And it's not just one vision. You're going to have a vision that expands, a vision that changes, okay? But the thing that you need to understand is that until you get it out of your head and onto paper, the action process cannot start, and that's what we need to do, is we need to get our thoughts out of our head and into an action process. Now, here's the incredible thing. Once you get your thoughts, your dreams, and your goals out of your head and onto paper so that you can literally see them, then you can start creating goals that will support your vision so that you can start making it happen. Once you actually create goals to support your vision, it is actually the process of goal setting that allows you to start manifesting your dreams and your goals. Now, manifestation has two sides of it, okay? On your side, the side that will require action, manifestation starts taking place when you start taking your vision and you set goals to it, and then from the goals you create action tasks, which is the action part, and you start acting on them and implementing them. Then on the other side of manifestation, you actually have what I call divine intervention, and that is where there's nothing that you have actually did for the manifestation to occur, with the exception of put the thought out there, put the thought into action, and then things begin to happen. And so with the combination of the action that you're taking and the thought and the process of you putting out and the combination of divine intervention, those two working together, oh my goodness, you will start seeing things really happen in your life. So here are three ways to start moving towards seeing and manifesting your dreams and goals. Number one, you've got to have total clarity, okay? You have to have total clarity about what it is that you want. You can't be confused about that. So make sure that you have clearly defined exactly what your dreams are your goals to support your vision, your dreams are. You've got to know what that is, okay? Now, you must be specific. This is not the time to just generally start putting things down, but you've got to be specific, okay? So one of the ways for you to get really clear is to write down your vision. Write it down. And if you need some assistance in understanding how to go about doing that, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com. You can click on business channels. And from business channels, you can click on personal development, or you can click on her vision channel. And in either one of those channels, it has the instructions for developing your vision, okay? The next thing that you need to understand outside of needing clarity is that in addition to writing your vision, you need to really be able to know your vision without seeing it on the paper. You need to be able to repeat it consistently to yourself throughout the day. That's very important. So your vision needs to be shortened up. It doesn't need to be paragraphs. It could be a couple of sentences. But you need to be able to literally remember and then repeat it to yourself. Now, one of the things that people get confused on is they say, well, Trina, I'm not exactly sure about, again, what a vision is. But a vision is something that you would like to experience within a certain time frame. And I use the word experience because vision has everything to do with you. If you write a vision and you personally can't experience it, then it's not a vision. So you have to be part of the experience in order for it to be a vision, okay? And that's very, very important. Here's another thing that you need to be able to do, which is really number two. You have to get used to taking action. And I know that women by nature, we can be procrastinators. Part of the reason why women have a tendency to procrastinate a lot is because we get overwhelmed a lot. We are so used to multitasking and doing things all at once that when it comes to us just sitting down and really planning it out and then being very proactive with taking action, it's very difficult for us to do that. And so while multitasking is a skill that I think is unique and needed in many ways, it is not helpful in this particular situation, and especially for business women, because multitasking can get you in trouble. It causes you to do things at the last minute a lot. So in taking action, one of the things that you need to do to move closer to your dreams is that you do need to go ahead and set the goals to support your vision, because it's the setting of the goals that spark the action. The setting of the goals that spark the action. And again, once you set your goals, you're then going to set a milestone, which is a deadline for each of your goals as to when you would like to see those goals accomplished. You're also in taking action with your goals. When you write your goals down, you always want to look and see what goal might cause a challenge for you. What is going to put a halt on you seeing the goal accomplished. And then you want to go ahead and find the solutions so that that goal will not hold you up. Okay? Very, very important. And then here's number three. You want to practice manifestation by attracting your dream to you. And what that means is that you want to create statements or affirmations that you can repeatedly say throughout the day. Now, what I want to encourage everyone to do is to just take one goal that you have been working on and been trying to get done. I want you to take action to that goal by setting a deadline and then creating action tasks that will support the goal in getting it accomplished. Okay? Now, once you've done that, I want you to create just a simple statement that you're going to say to yourself every day until you see the goal manifested. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you a quick example of what I mean. If I want to bring about $10,000 within the next 30 days, then, and that is the goal that I have, then I need to create tasks that are going to help me to bring about that $10,000. So one way that I will go about doing that is I have to, one, set a goal of figuring out what's going to bring in $10,000, okay? So I'm going to set some brainstorming session time as a goal, and then I'm going to plot that goal or place that goal in a time slot so that I can give it some attention, okay? The second thing that I'm going to do is if I figured it out, let's say I figured it out and what I figured out is that I want to hold some seminars and I'm going to have so many people that attend those seminars, then that is going to become an action goal that I have to complete. I actually have to set up the seminar, so that's one goal. I have to market the seminar, that's the second goal, that's a sub-goal. And then in addition to that, set up marketing the seminar, I have to create the seminar material, okay? So those are goals, and I'm actually setting those goals up. And then I set a date for each of the seminars that I am going to hold. Once I do that, then I know that I have to have so many people in those seminars paying a certain amount of money in order to contribute towards that $10,000 figure, right? Okay, in order to hold myself accountable, I want to make sure that I'm evaluating what I'm doing, whether I'm accomplishing the goals. I'm also making sure that I'm paying close attention to the seminar registration. And, oh, by the way, I realize that I don't necessarily need to do this alone by myself, so I'm going to also make an appointment with an event planner, which is another goal. So you guys get the gist of what I'm doing. I'm setting the goals here so that things can happen. So here's the guarantee, and here's the manifestation. And manifestation is just such a positive experience because it's all based most of the time on the actions and what you put out in the universe. So now that I've set my goals, the statement that I am creating is that I have the ability to bring $10,000 in to myself within 30 days. I have the ability to bring $10,000 into myself within 30 days. And see, I'm going to be saying that to myself repeatedly, a minimum of 5 times a day, 3 times each time, throughout the day, so that it's in the surface of my mind, so that my subconscious mind has received it, so that my subconscious mind is feeding it back to my conscious and I'm thinking about it throughout the day. And then on the other side, I've already taken action steps to start ensuring that that happens. So that's how the process actually works. So manifestation is something that is so powerful. And what I want to let you know is that it requires repetitive skill. It means that you need to be able to practice it consistently, and it's not something that you should start expecting it to happen just because you said it, but it's because not only you said it, but that you're putting it into action, okay? So it's a system where it requires your participation as well as you putting it out there, and then in addition to putting it out there and creating affirmations that are going to support you, you're also taking action. It's a circle. And when you start doing that, things are going to happen. Where women get caught up is in the goal-setting process, because what happens often is based on habit, you start setting your goal, and the time you run into an obstacle or a block, you feel overwhelmed and you procrastinate. The goal doesn't get done. And time lapses, months, years pass by, and you never achieve the goal. You never manifested the dream. And it just, everything, if you can imagine a thermometer, everything just died down. So you cannot allow that process to happen. You have to be active on doing that. So I want to encourage you that if you're interested in learning more about how to manifest your dreams and goals, then I advise you to talk with someone that has experienced it firsthand, me. Go ahead and schedule a power talk with me to specifically talk about that. And, again, you can simply type in www.tinyurl.com/powertalk, and you can connect with me and create and get your power talk. Again, manifestation is something that is extremely powerful. A lot of people also get scared of it because they feel like, you know, what is this? I'm a Christian. Is this something I really should be involving myself in? But I am here to tell you that God himself designed manifestation. When we were born, he gave us his powers, he gave us his likeness, his image, and there's so much more that the mind can do, but we have a tendency to live life on the surface, and we block a lot of the things that we have the ability to do. But I'm here to tell you that don't use the excuse that you don't have enough money. You can manifest the money that you need, because it is us that manifest and bring about money, not the other way around. We control money. Money does not control us, or it should not control us. So I want you to think about what I've talked about today in regards to manifestation. Do you believe that you have the power to bring about anything that you dream about? Do you believe that you deserve wealth? Do you believe that you have the ability to manifest all of your dreams and your goals? Well, I don't know what you believe, but what I do know from my own personal experience is that any of you who are listening today have the ability to manifest your dreams and your goals. So what I want you to do today is embrace it and start living your dream life now. Take care, everybody. This is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio. I wish you a productive week and for you to start living your dream life now and to manifest all of your dreams and goals. Take care.